Heading to the live line for a bonus guest today, probably the most important of the day, Dr. Farrah Jones, superintendent with Perryville Public Schools, is joining me to talk about what's going on. Hi, Farrah.
Good morning.
How are you?
We've been busy.
Yeah. Busy. Yeah. So, I mean, where are we at now? Most of the kids are back at school, right?
Yes. We have our primary kids, elementary and middle school, are all on campus today. And high school will be rolling in next week.
Okay. So I know that there was a lot of damage to the high school. So are you putting them somewhere else?
Yes, ma'am. We are going to fill every empty space that we could find. They're going to be all in different places, but most importantly, all together with us here on campus.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because, I mean, people after COVID and everything we fell behind on there, people were very worried.
Yeah, we were very adamant that we did not want to go to online learning. We know that's not good for our kids. It's hard for our teachers, and it's really difficult for our families.
Yeah. So what's the plan here in the long run? Obviously, you're going to need the high school to be okay.
Yeah, we are working with a lot of structural engineers, environmentalists. You know, the damage, the most severe damage, we had damage to, you know, a little bit everywhere, but the mm-hmm. most severe was there to that oldest addition of the current high school. And so we've got to be super careful and safe and make sure the professionals are guiding us through that process.
Yeah. And I mean, somebody said the word asbestos and everybody freaked out thinking the whole building was going to have to come down. That's not the case.
Well, we did call in environmental hygienists. It is, you know, it's a building that was built back in 1957. A lot of structures during that time did use asbestos. Over the years, the district went through abatement and had all of that area contained. But obviously, with this damage, it was opened up. Mm-hmm. So there was exposure, and that's the thing that's going to have to be addressed at some point.
You know, and I just sit and marvel at the strength of the people of Perryville, because it just seems like you've got a target on your back every time we have storms these days.
It does feel a little bit like that, but we are so very lucky that this is such a hardworking community. It is mm-hmm. amazing how everybody has come together, and we will still, there's still a lot of work to do, but we're very lucky.
Yeah, we don't want people to think that, you know, gosh, they've got somewhere to go now, everything's better, because you've got to fix these buildings, and that's going to cost money.
Yeah. Absolutely. We want to make sure that it is done the right way, and that's why we are seeking advisement from professionals. But in the meantime, we are getting kids into classrooms, back on campus, and we are going to give them back the end of their school year.
That's awesome, especially the seniors, man. They're graduating.
Yeah, that they are constantly on our minds, along with all the other students. There's so many big events that are going to happen for them in the next 6 to 7 weeks. And so we've pushed so, so hard to get them all back.
All right. So most of them are going to continue their learning and continue with their school year. But this is going to be something that will live on forever in the minds of these kids. Do you have counselors they're talking to at all?
Yes, we've got our school counselors, but then also we have a lot of other resources. We've had a tremendous outpouring of support for working through what difficulties our students and our staff may have mm-hmm. moving forward.
Yeah, and I know it wasn't just the schools. Some of those kids lost their homes. I mean, there was damage elsewhere.
Yes, our community was hit really hard, and so we have a lot of kids that at home personally also are dealing with this, not just their school.
Yeah. So what can our listeners do to help? What do you need?
You know, we are getting together a lot of coordinating efforts so that if people want to volunteer, if they want to make donations, we're working very, very quickly to try to get that up and going on our district website so that people can reach out and help out, because that's what the people around here, that's what they do. So.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you sound upbeat and optimistic about it, but, I mean, people who are not from Tornado Alley, they think we're crazy for living here, but we wouldn't want to be anywhere else, would we?
No, this is beautiful country, and we're so proud to be here. I'm going to admit I'm pretty tired, but we've worked so hard and we've accomplished so much in such a short time span. I'm really, really very proud of everyone.
Yeah, and you know what? A building can be fixed. No loss of life is where it's at.
Absolutely, we've been very blessed.
All right. Anything you want to say in closing?
No, not. I just. Like I said, we appreciate everyone's grace and patience. We're still going to need a little bit as we move on through.
Well, you have my prayers and the prayers of all of my audience. We're a bunch of God-fearing, you know, Bible-thumping people who hug our Bibles at night. And we're there for you as far as we can be. And I know that surrounding communities that were also hit are on the list of who we're praying for. And I just want to thank you for taking time this morning, Farrah, to talk to us. It's Dr. Farrah Jones, Superintendent, Perryville Public Schools, doing a great job and having a great attitude after what was really a horrible experience. So thank you, Farrah.
Thank you so very much. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.